We're dropping R&B every Friday.
R&B Friday.
Yeah.
Gotta get
drop the beat.
Now, I want to ask, is that Adidas get up, black and white stripes, is that an R&B-inspired outfit?
It absolutely is, 100%. Yeah, got my Puma sneakers on this morning.
Pippa Moore, welcome to your place of employment. You look fantastic.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here. Huge announcement coming up today.
Oh, my goodness. I almost couldn't sleep last night. I was up to 8:45.
Oh.
Yeah.
Late one then. Yeah, you basically pulled an all-nighter.
You know what? This announcement is so big that we're going to be making it 7:45. It is the R&B Friday Live Lineup 2017.
It's going to go gangbusters.
I've heard a few names floating around.
Oh, have you?
These are just the rumour mills, though.
Yeah, okay.
The hashtag radio rumour mills.
Oh, love the radio rumour mills.
These names that I've heard floating around are so big, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they will be the artists that we will be announcing.
How exciting. Yeah. Can't wait.
The big announcement for R&B Fridays Live. Do not go anywhere. It is coming up at 7:45 this morning. Plus, Pippa.
Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Yeah, but also.
Oh, yeah. We Smash
wanna,
for cash.
Yeah.
We want to
send someone to R&B Fridays Live. We're going to do that at 7:45. Right now, Ice Cube, morning. You can do it, put your back into it. Here at 93.5 R&B Fridays. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, 8:15 and 7 degrees. We do it all thanks to Macca's. And try the new Macca's chicken tenders. Made for snacking, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m. Pippa, I went to the shops again yesterday.
I'm shocked.
Mm.
Let me just pick up my jaw off the floor.
Oh, did you go to the shop?
This is new. This is different.
Who goes to the shops these days?
I love that when you go to the shops, you always come out with a story.
Yeah.
Like, my trips to the shops are not near as interesting as yours. Because I don't come out of the shops and be like, oh, I've got a story about the shops. This is every time for you.
So I got a catalogue.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes. And I saw all the specials.
All the specials.
Oh, love it.
And I saw that they had a certain variety of beans. It wasn't actually baked beans. It was like a special, like, gourmet variety of beans.
Of beans, like canned beans or frozen beans?
Canned beans.
Canned beans.
And they were at, like, 60% off.
You love beans.
I do. I love them.
What is it? You've got this weird fetish for beans. I don't understand what it's about.
Well, I just like them because they can be stored and they don't go off.
Okay. So you just like it as having a backup food.
A backup food.
Great.
Yeah, plenty in my cupboard.
Okay.
So Monday comes along. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go down on Monday. Oh, I forgot to go down. Tuesday comes along. Oh, I'm going to go down. Tuesday, forgot to go down. Wednesday comes along. Oh, I was going to go. Oh, I forgot to go down.
Right.
Yesterday, picked up the catalogue last day that they're on sale.
Okay, you got to get in before it's all over.
Yeah, so I'm walk on down to, actually I drove on down.
Okay.
To the Tamworth Street shops.
Yep.
Popped on in there to get some beans.
Yeah.
And I filled up my basket with 32 cans of beans.
32 cans?
Of beans.
Of beans.
Yeah.
Mate, it's like you're trying to farm them or something. It's like you're trying to fill a bathtub with them and take a bath in them.
Mm.
What does one person need 32 cans of beans in their life for?
So then I'm like walking around the shop thinking, I've got to get something else.
You've got to get another item. Because you've already drawn attention to yourself. You are already just a walking loon because you've got 32 cans of beans in your basket and nothing else.
So walking around, I'm like, my freezer's already full, so I can't get anything from the frozen section.
Okay. Have you got frozen beans in your freezer? Oh, my gosh. It's like you're trying to farm them or something, like you're trying to start a bean farm.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I've got plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables. I don't want to buy something that's going to go to waste.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't need any meat. I've got meat as well. I'm like, I've actually got everything at home. I do not need anything else.
This is a first for you because usually when you go to the shops, you buy everything but the thing that you need.
Yeah, exactly.
But this day you've gone in and you've bought 32 cans of beans.
It's about 5 p.m. as well, so it's really busy.
It's a peak hour. Yeah. Okay, so everybody's staring at the guy in aisle 5 with just the basket of beans.
Yeah, but I got lucky. I come up and there's no one in line at the time.
Great. So, okay, what were you – and I always love this at shops. You're thinking to yourself, what is the checkout person
going
secretly
to
thinking of me? Because you know I always know that they're secretly judging me for the items that are in my basket. They're not saying anything. They've got a great poker face on, but I'm looking at them and be like, I know you're thinking something. I know. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, my God.
You are thinking something. You're not going to tell me what it is. You're going to pretend like this is fine, but you and I both know that this is friggin' weird that I've got 32 cans of beans here.
That is exactly how I was feeling.
So what did they say? Did they say anything?
I was like, oh, they're on sale. And she's like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
But I'm like, no, it's not.
Secretly, she's like, it's not fine. This is bloody Jim and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. And then I'm unstacking them and she's sort of just waiting for me to unstack them and we're having a little bit of a chat. I look behind me. By this stage, seven people have lined up. Because there was no one at the register, they shut off the other register. Suddenly, I've got seven people staring at the guy with 32 cans of beans and the checkout girl's like, oh, no, I've got to scan them all individually.
So you can't just scan one and go, 32, gone,
no.
In and out, done and dusted. You had to stand there and painstakingly wait for each of them. So now not only have you got the checkout person secretly judging you, you've got seven people behind you.
Secretly judging me.
Meanwhile, what's this guy up to?
And then,
bean farmer.
Then I realise, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to carry all these back to my car because the basket was fine to hold them.
Yep.
I had to do two trips.
Two trips. You had to go back into the register to pick up your other bags of beans. Oh, you need help. You need assistance.
Jimmy's trips to the shops.
Jim and the Beanstalk.
All you need is every Friday.
Are you ready?
It's the beat on the show. Ass into it.
Pippa, if I ask you to do interpretive dancing to this song, how would you interpret? You could do it, put your back into it. You could do it, put your ass into it.
I feel like there is a strong, clear message in that song that you absolutely can do it.
Bloody great song.
No question about it.
We have the big announcement, 7:45 R&B Friday Live. What's the announcement? It is...
Well, we're not telling you until 7:45. If we told you now, you'd turn off. You don't need to listen at 7:45.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, though, it's time for Australia's hardest radio competition.
Karaoke. Mm. We don't make it easy here. We try and make it more and more difficult every day.
Every single day.
We do love a challenge.
Mm.
So we're going to play you a very small snippet of a song, and your job, dear listeners of Dubbo and the Central West, is to tell us what the name of the song is.
Mm.
Jimmy, what is our song for today?
Well, I'm just going to prefix this one with, I'm only going to play you the first two words from the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're somehow able to decipher what those words are, what the song title is, because I'm only going to play 1 second as well.
Right, okay.
Give us a call, 13 12 16 for Australia's hardest radio competition. One time only. Here is the song.
On a single leg.
That's it.
Whoa, yep. That was fast.
That was really...
Ay, caramba. Fast. Okay, if you think you know, 13, 12, 16 is the number you need to call now.
Yo, snow, they came around looking for...
That's Snow's Informer on Hit 93.5 R&B Friday. I could have sworn at the very end of this song it says Leaky Boom Boom.
Leaky Boom Boom. Mm. Well,
what's a leaky boom boom?
Let's not scratch our heads too much about that one.
Let's go to the phone lines right now for karaoke. Morning, who's
there? Ryan, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Starting work. Happy Friday. You excited about R&B Fridays Live?
Yes.
Ryan, who do you think we may be headlining this year, the R&B Fridays Live?
Oh, it's too many of them.
Yeah.
Oh, who would you love to be there?
I'm not really sure.
Oh.
Yeah, I said Justin Bieber, but apparently he doesn't count as R&B, unfortunately.
Well, apparently he's taking a break from his tour.
Anyway, yeah,
so that as well.
I'm not really a big fan of him.
Oh, okay. Well,
what? Oh, who will be led on the radio?
Oh, no. Quick, let's move on.
Ryan,
for today's karaoke, we make it a very difficult competition. Do you have any idea what this song could be?
That's it. That's all we're playing.
I think it's Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you get that?
Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, you musical genius, you. Did anything in particular give it away?
I don't know. There's three words, so I'm guessing two of them words are it.
Oh, she's a genius.
So,
musical genius.
You know what? I shouldn't have played the song name. Oh, you know what? I feel like I've been giving it away.
Yes.
Surely not. Surely.
Oh, we're going to have to make it harder next
week. Oh, we're going to have to make it even harder. Oh. Rayanne, congratulations. You have won a double pass to That Festival in Newcastle on November 4. Tickets on sale now at thisthat.com.au. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And happy R&B Friday, Rayanne.
Thank you. All you ladies at hit.com.au.
In fact, I think I played the wrong intro there.
Oh, that's all right.
But you know
this
what?
It's a good intro.
It's a good intro.
Yeah, it's a great intro.
You should we do that at 7:30?
Yeah, we should. Trending now. And maybe 8:30 as well.
You know what's trending at the moment?
What is trending?
Massive announcement coming up 7:45 a.m. this morning.
That absolutely is trending. Yes.
Literally the biggest announcement of the biggest live event of 2017 across Australia.
R&B Fridays Live 2017 is back for another year, and the lineup this year is bigger and better than ever before.
And Hit 93.5 at Dubbo and the Central West, we want to send you to R&B Fridays Live.
Yes, you. I'm pointing at you.
Find out
right.
How. 7:45 this morning. Don't go anywhere, Pippa. Quickly, though, you know how I'm a big soccer fan.
You are a tragic.
I'm an absolute tragic. The world's biggest ever, what they call transfer.
Right.
Has just occurred.
Transfer is in like money transfer?
Money transfer. So what it means is one team pays another team a certain amount of money.
Yes.
To have their player.
So they buy a player.
They buy a player. Okay. Basically, the players are on, say, a five-year contract. Right. So they buy that five-year contract.
Okay.
Now, there's been lots of big ones before.
Right.
What do you reckon the total overall value of this transfer may be?
A couple of mil? Maybe
a couple of million.
Maybe $5 million.
More.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. $10 million.
$550 million for Neymar Jr. overnight.
What?
He got bought by Paris Saint-Germain from Barcelona.
Barcelona. $550 million is what he's worth.
So they had to pay $330 million to Barcelona for him. So Barcelona picked up one-third of $1 billion for him. And then his yearly salary, get this, is worth $224 million. That is the entire AFL, in the whole of Australia, the entire AFL salary for every single AFL player in Australia.
Where do they get this kind of money?
Oh, mate, it's a world game.
Have they just got their own mint or something and they just print money? I don't understand how one human can be worth that amount. Like, he must just poo out, like, bricks of gold or something. I don't understand. $550 million.
And we're struggling here to get a free coffee.
Unbelievable.
Crazy stuff. R&B Friday's live announcement, 7:45 this morning. But right now, Eminem. Hi, my name is...
Group family properties, house and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now, Pippa and Jimmy's wake up call.
It is time, Pippa, pop that number in. We are calling someone. You've got four rings to answer with. Get up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit to win $100 jackpot this morning.
Yep.
So if we are calling you, four rings, answer with Get Up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit.
Calling.
That's one. Two.
We're calling Karen.
Karen, three.
Get up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit.
She's
oh,
done it!
My
She's
gosh,
done
Karen!
It. She
yes.
has a year!
$100! Wahoo!
Karen, well done!
Yay!
Happy R&B Friday to you, Karen. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Have you been waiting by the phone, hoping, praying that we will dial your digits?
I definitely turned it off silent when I started work this morning, just in case.
Nicely
played. Oh, you absolute legend. Hey, what do you reckon you'll do with $100 this weekend?
Oh, I don't know, but give me a little bit more freedom for the weekend, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wave those fitties around in everybody's face, being like, look at me, making it rain. Actually, if you just want us to give it all to you in $5 notes just to make it seem bigger so that you can just shower it everywhere.
Oh, sorry, Pippa, it's 2017. We do bank transfer. Hey, Karen, thank you so much. You are our latest winner thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. Register online right now for Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call. We could be calling you Monday morning. But don't miss it. At 7:45 this morning, the huge announcement. The lineup of R&B Fridays Live is coming to you under 40 minutes away on here.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Yeah, of course, the number one trending story at the moment is the announcement will be made in under 10 minutes time of the R&B Live Fridays major tour for 2017.
We will be announcing the lineup. It's going to be huge.
It's got to be huge. Before we do that, though, what else is trending?
Okay, I've got great news for you. Ree Bieber.
Okay, yeah, I love Bieber.
He's not going to face charges for hitting a photographer with his truck. Did you hear about this story?
You know what? I've seen the footage and stuff. If someone's driving a car, don't stand in front of the car.
Yeah, just a bit of common knowledge.
I do not care. That snows in Formo on Hit 93.5 R&B Friday. I could have sworn at the very end of this song it says Leaky Boom Boom.
Leaky Boom Boom.
What's a Leaky Boom Boom?
Let's not scratch our heads too much about that one.
Let's go to the phone lines right now for karaoke. Morning, who's there?
Ryan, how you doing?
I'm all right. You're okay.
Starting work. Happy Friday. You excited about R&B Fridays Live?
Yes.
Oh, Ryan, who do you think we may be headlining this year, the R&B Fridays Live?
Oh, there's too many of them.
Yeah.
Oh, who would you love to be there?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I said Justin Bieber, but apparently he doesn't count as R&B, unfortunately.
Well, apparently he's taking a break from his tour.
Anyway, yeah,
so that as well.
I'm not really a big fan of him.
Oh, okay. Well,
what? Oh, who will we let on the radio?
Oh, no. Oh. Quick, let's move on. Ryan, for today's karaoke, we make it a very difficult competition. Do you have any idea what this song could be?
That's it. That's all we're playing.
I think it's Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Oh, my goodness. How'd you get that?
Ryan!
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, you musical genius, you. Did anything in particular give it away?
I don't know. There's three words, so I'm guessing two of them words are...
Oh, she's a genius.
You know what? You know what? I shouldn't have played the song name. You know what? I feel like I've been giving it away.
Yes.
Surely not. Surely.
Oh, we're going to have to make it harder next
week. We're going to have to make it even harder. Ryan, congratulations. You have won a double pass to This That Festival in Newcastle on November 4. Tickets on sale now at thisthat.com.au. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And happy R&B Friday, Ryan.
Thank you.
So denies the kiss and then she's like, ah, damn it, what have I done? Idiot move. Then at the cocktail party, she's freaking out because she didn't kiss Matty J. So she's like, I need to pull him aside. So pulled him aside for some one-on-one time at the cocktail party. Oh, wasn't that a cat amongst the pigeons? The girls went loco. So then Leah tries to go in to try and steal Matty J from Kobe while she's trying to be like, Matty J, I just wanted to tell you I'm really sorry that I didn't kiss you at the board game and this is why and I'm fearing for my life in here, basically. Mate, hear what went down. It was...
Okay. I just went playing devil's advocate here. I said, so if I can grab you and return you to the party, and Kobe goes, no, give me another 2 minutes. And I said to her, I was like, I'm just pre-warning you that you did upset a lot of people by doing that. She goes, I don't care. Hand in my face. And I was like, okay, I'm just telling you.
She did not
She
care.
Said, I don't care. No. I would love to action replay. She said, I don't care.
The fact that she said, I do not care. Tell me she's not a hustler. She's not a malicious person. She's clearly struggling. Give her 5 minutes.
I'm sure Kobe has the reasons. We all love the fact that Kobe went on a one-on-one date. She's not doing it out of any type of spite.
I don't give a crap. I can't imagine her saying that.
Well, I guess we don't know Kobe as well as we know Kobe because those words just left her mouth.
There's like more drama than an episode of Home and Away. They are, aren't they?
Seriously, good luck, Matty J. I don't know which one of these birds you're going to end up with, but I hope they're half normal for you because at the moment they all sound like they're off their tree.
They are. They're off their tree.
It's frightening me.
Oh, goodness me. And here I am just waiting for Survivor on Sunday night.
I don't feel safe. I'm in my lounge room watching the television and I don't feel safe watching these girls.
That announcement for R&B Fridays Live 2017. under 5 minutes away. Right now, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Morning, it's Pippa and Jimmy, 7:40. Hit 93.5, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Good vibrations. That's what we're feeling in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Because right now, it is time to make the biggest announcement of 2017.
The moment has arrived. We are revealing right now Hits R&B Fridays Live 2017 lineup.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
It doesn't feel right sitting down. Come on, Pippa, put the microphone up. Stand up.
All right. Okay. If you've been living under a rock, R&B Fridays Live was Australia's biggest R&B party. 5 sellout shows around the country.
Yeah.
11 R&B superstars, over 50,000 tickets sold.
Wow.
This year, it's back.
Wow. Are you ready to find out who it is, Pippa?
Dubbo in the Central West, are you ready?
Here we go. This is the announcement.
Musical phenomenon was created. A radio game changer was ignited. 2014 on the Hit Network, R&B Fridays was born.
Drums.
History in the making.
R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays.
Taking over.
Yeah, man.
You ready?
R&B bangers and booty shaking mashups.
We the best music.
Hold up. Jump around.
Go.
Drop it like it's hot.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Edit. Oh.
Gotta get.
Oh, yeah.
2016.
Check 1, 2.
Hit took R&B Fridays
from your radio.
I didn't stop jumping, I didn't stop screaming.
Come on!
To the stage.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays Live.
Put your hands in the air.
Sing along!
Was born. 5 sellout shows around the country. 11 R&B superstars. 50,000 fans packed arenas across 5 cities. To experience the biggest R&B party in Australian history.
Thank you!
Now,
All right. Get
set to party up.
Save!
And get down.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
To Australia's biggest R&B party going around.
Here.
R&B Fridays Live 2017.
You ain't here to party!
Is here.
Back to it.
Back with the biggest names on your block.
Let me hear you scream.
Make some noise.
This is What's Up.
Craig David.
What's your favorite?
Craig David in the building.
Let's get this R&B Friday party started.
Neo.
It's your boy Neo.
Coming to perform live just for you.
Turn your radio up.
Sean Paul.
I got the right temperature.
R&B Friday live. Check it out.
Kelly, this ain't gonna be easy.
Whoa.
This is
Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard,
and they're like,
bring, 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 bring. In Vogue.
Bring, bring, bring.
Woo. Christina Milian.
Mario. You should let me love you.
Monifa. Rough Ends.
DJ Horizon.
And
R&B Fridays Live 2017 is coming.
Hosted by Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop. Face,
the only place you catch these stars live is exclusively on R&B Fridays Live stage.
Listen up. Twerk, booty shake, drop it down low.
Frontier Touring at Hit Network presents R&B Fridays Live 2017. Friday, October 13th. Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets on sale Thursday, August 10th. From Ticket Tech. So don't miss out on your ticket. From the home of R&B Fridays. On Hit.
Hit.
R&B Fridays Live.
Unbelievable. I hope nobody's crashed their cars out there listening to that, because I would have nearly just driven off the road hearing that announcement. This is... I'm actually puffed.
No,
I can't breathe. Jimmy, help me out.
Sean Paul, Kelly Rowland, Neo, Craig David. Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. R&B Fridays Live 2017 announcement has just been made.
Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2017, Friday, October 13, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. Thursday, August 10. Oh, it's the biggest event of the year.
It is.
I actually can't breathe properly. I'm hyperventilating.
Pippa, let's do it right now.
To
the
be...
first caller.
Yes. If you want to be one of the first to get your hands on R&B Friday Live 2017 tickets, call 13 12 16 now.
Phone lines are open. That's 13 12 16.
We will be giving this away today.
Every Friday.
Wow, hit 93.5. We just made the huge announcement.
Oh my goodness. I'm still recovering.
Of who is going to be headlining Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring's R&B Friday Live 2017.
This is a huge lineup.
Yep, absolutely amazing. We've got three callers on the line, Bronwyn, Avril and Kristen.
One of them is winning a double pass to go to R&B Friday Live 2017.
Okay, now we've spoken to all three. They are the top three. We are going to be taking the first of those top three.
Yes, the person that called through first.
Let's go right now and tell you, Avril, you're going to R&B Fridays Live!
Oh, my God! Woo!
Can
you hear that? We're going to the R&B Friday Live 2017.
Oh, my gosh, Avril.
Avril, you are so welcome. Congratulations. It's all thanks to Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring. You are going to be seeing Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul, Kelly Rowland.
Oh, tell us, who is the one you're looking forward to seeing the most, Avril?
It is David Craig.
Yeah, he is going David. To be huge.
David Craig as well. Is that
right? Yeah.
That's close to Daniel Craig. Hey, yeah. Avril, you're off to R&B Fridays Live!
Woo! Woo!
How good is that? It's down the line for us there, Avril. Oh, I'm
biggest day of the year. Huge.
Let's get straight back into R&B Fridays right now. Dante Thomas, Miss California. Wow, this is going to be massive. Smash for Cash is next morning of Run, Pippa and Jimmy.
Take to IP Star Broadband now and get 1 month free at ipstarbroadband.com.au.
Weather.
Top to 15 degrees, not much chance of rain for your R&B Friday. Frost and sunny for your Saturday. And Sunday, 18 degrees, a little bit of frost.
Currently 7 degrees on Tamworth Street.
Let's go. This is your home of R&B Fridays.
Here we go again.
Oh, I think someone stuck a frog in my throat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're right, mate. Yeah. Yeah, just have a little cough there.
Yeah, a little cough there. Let's actually go to the phone lines. Jazzy from Dubbo East, how are you?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Did you hear the R&B Friday Live 2017 lineup announcement?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh.
Who are you most excited about out of the artists that you heard?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I just feel sick.
Yeah, do you reckon Kelly Rowland will be awesome?
Oh, she'd be amazing.
Fantastic.
She would be incredible.
You know what? It'd probably make your day, but it'll make our day even more if we can give you $1,850. I really want this to go off today.
Oh, I do too. I've got the free answer.
Yeah. Let me play it for you quickly. We've smashed an item with a hammer. All you've got to do is identify the item. There it is there. What do you think it is, Jazzy from East Dubbo?
I reckon it's a stapler.
A stapler?
A stapler.
Is it a stapler? Oh, Jazzy, I really, really wish it was a stapler.
It's not. We've actually had that guess before as well. Yes.
Damn, guys.
Oh,
so that means that Monday, $1,900.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, I really was hoping for it to go off.
I know.
Damn it.
Hey, Jazzy, as a complimentary,
compensation prize,
I'm going to play you R&B Friday Live, a mashup from DJ Konski right now.
Oh, awesome, guys. Thank you.
Fantastic. You have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Calm.au.
The number one trending thing at the moment is Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring's R&B Friday Live 2017. Check out the full announcement of the artists playing, including Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul, Kelly, Roland, plus so many more at hit.com.au.
Off the hook.
Off the hook. It's going to be crazy.
You know what else is crazy? A new study has shown that blowing out candles on a birthday cake leads to 15 times more bacteria being present on the icing than there was before, you know, pre-blow.
Yeah.
Or pre-puff.
Yeah, pre-blow.
I don't know which sounds worse, pre-puff or pre-blow. Probably. Well,
they both sound awkward, you know, in their own way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
But so, R&B Friday, I think puff is the word we'll go with.
Pre-puff. Okay, we're going to go with pre-puff.
Mm.
So this is kind of gross because, you know, when you are having a birthday for someone and they bring in a cake with candles on it and they blow them out, now you're like, great, I've just got your saliva and your breath all over my dessert now. Thank you.
If you're post-puff, though, you don't care. You're just going down for some more.
It's like if I give you a bowl of ice cream, Jimmy, here's your ice cream. There you go, and just give it to you.
It's like an old Nintendo game.
What's even worse is the other thing about birthdays and breath is balloons. It's like, happy birthday, here's a plastic sack of my breath. Happy birthday, you're welcome. Oh, what'd you get for your birthday? Oh, I got plastic sacks of human breath. That was so great. And then somebody breathed all over my dessert as well. Good. We really need to be rethinking birthdays, people, because this is just a hygiene hazard we've got here.
Just a glass of wine's enough for me.
Yeah, that's right. Don't share it with anybody, though.
A jealous bloke has asked a bar to spy on his girlfriend on her friend's hen do.
What is this guy's deal?
Yeah.
He needs to simmer down.
He's literally given the bar a call, said, hey, how you going, guys? My girlfriend's going to be there over the weekend, and I'm happy to throw you a couple of hundred pounds if you keep an eye on her and make sure there's no guys getting onto her, creeping on.
Pounds. It says Newcastle. Is this Newcastle like as in New South Wales, or is it Newcastle as in the UK?
I'd say probably Newcastle as in the UK.
Yeah, right. Okay. So
It's news.com.au, so it's probably Newcastle in Australia.
Okay, so she was there for a hen's party, just probably there for a good time, and wanted to make sure that the bartenders were keeping an eye on making sure that there were no men at the table. I don't want the staff member to let the group know that they're watching, though. What a creeper.
You know, it is creepy because he's offering to pay, but as I worked in a bar for 2 years, no surprises.
Talk about over-possessive, jealous, insecure. This guy's got some issues.
I used to have phone calls all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bartending.
Hey, is XYZ there? Oh, hey, I've heard XYZ's there and is with someone else. Who's he with?
Is XYZ like a famous celebrity that kept going to your bar?
He's performing live at R&B Friday Live 2017. XYZ, he's so cool.
So you would get people calling all the time saying, can you spy on such and such?
Yeah, can you tell me what they're doing?
What did you do? Did you say yes and go along with it?
Well, it's kind of awkward because, like, sometimes you'd have people call you who you knew quite well because they're coming in really often.
Right.
And they'll say, let me know if such and such comes in. Let me know if my husband comes in, right away call
and
me.
And he's talking to girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Did they ever pay you?
No one paid me. Oh, well, in a roundabout way, I guess they did.
How?
Because, like, you rely on tips.
Yeah, I guess you do.
You know?
I just think if somebody's that worried about what their partner's doing at the pub, man, you got bigger problems.
If someone's chucking you a 50 every night,
you take a phone call. Seriously, I hope this girl, I don't know, does it say what ended up happening with this girl? No, but I would have said, if I was that girl and I found out about it, I would have been like, bye, Felicia.
Exactly. I'll take it, though. Oh, I'm easily bribable.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
can of beans will do you.
Can of beans? What do you want me to do? Anything.
You are anybody for a can of beans.
DJ Jazzy, Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Boom, shake the room. Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy. 8 degrees currently and 8.59. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and try the new Macca's Chicken Sides Box, made for easy dinners, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only. Before we get on to the big events of today, next Monday morning we have a huge announcement which is going to come after 8 a.m.
That's right. Troy Grant joining us live in the studio for a huge announcement that affects all of Dubbo and the Central West.
Yeah, affects everybody. So tune in Monday from 8 a.m. for that. Troy Grant live in the Hit 93.5 studio. But we're welcoming into the studio now from Workdays and hits and old school during the week and R&B Fridays all day long today. Mike, how are you, mate?
Hi, I'm a man of many hats is basically what you're saying.
You absolutely are. The amount of hats you're wearing at the moment is crazy.
Yeah, you're doing a lot at the moment. But
it has been massive this morning, hasn't it?
Oh, huge.
I feel like I need a cup of tea and a lie down just to try and recover from this because this announcement was ginormous.
Yeah. Can we go over it again, Mike? Exactly what is happening with Hit 93.5.
Let's just recap.
R&B Friday Live Tour.
So last week we announced that R&B Fridays Live 2017 is coming back. Mm-hmm. This morning at 7:45, we announced the lineup for 2017. Mm-hmm. We didn't know who it was going to be until everyone else heard it.
Yeah. Until
well.
It played, yeah.
Fresh off the press.
And the incredible acts that are on there. It is insane, the amount of talent that's on there. It's incredible, and it's all coming really soon. Like, tickets are on sale very soon.
We gave away a double pass this morning.
Yeah,
Avril.
We did.
She's off to see it.
I just want to make an admission. I've just realised, when we announced Sean Paul, I've been singing all day, "You're Way Too Beautiful Girls." You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song's actually by Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
Okay, wrong Sean.
Wrong Sean Paul.
Do you know something by Sean Paul off the top of your head that you can just sing for us now?
Yeah, this one, Get Busy. I know this one. Get Busy, turn it up,
This is going to be wild. Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul, Kelly Rowland.
Yep. Christina Milian.
Oh, wow.
Now she sings Milkshake, doesn't she?
That's Khalees, who's also on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Mm. Is she going to bring milkshakes to the yard?
Oh. I hope so.
I would like to think so.
Hopefully a lactose-free option for you, Jimmy.
A lactose-free option. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So throughout workday, Mike, what's happening?
Oh, there's so much. So at 9 a.m., if you missed the announcement, well, we're going to run down the entire lineup, song by song, of each of the lineup. It's insane.
Love it. Am I stealing your music right now by playing this?
I think we're actually playing Get Busy in about 15 minutes or so.
Cut that off.
So maybe cut that off. But and then also a takeover.
you are playing it in 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
And there's also a takeover happening at some point today. I'm not going to reveal who it's going to be, but it's someone on the lineup. They are going to take over the station for an hour.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it over. Whoa.
I'm going to go have a cup of tea when that happens.
Great.
Oh, I love that. Now, it's all thanks to Frontier Touring and
That's
Hit 93.5.
Right. Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2017. Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more. Friday, October 13, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. Thursday, August 10.
Fantastic. Before we go, let's have a bit of karaoke fun.
Oh, yeah.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
I'll teach you.
But I got some chores.
Bye, Felicia.
Big Mo and Tommy Little. What can you do on Q?